Play the Gumbo, the world's finest rock. This is the world-famous outlaw station, Fabrication Nation, the Rodman, broadcasting live from FabTech Expo. It's Orlando, Florida, and I've got somebody special here with me from Apex. Man, I love the name. I'm just saying, I love Apex.
Yes,
it sounds pretty awesome, like a supreme predator, you know what I mean? So tell me, what's your name, man?
Alec.
Tell us about your company, man, and who you're with.
Yeah, so I'm with Apex Machine Group. We do deburring and finishing machines.
Yeah.
We got machines from 13 inches up to 64 inches,
wow.
52 different models.
Wow.
So we can do pretty much everything.
Wow.
Our goal is to be able to bring our, you know, knowledge, expertise,
right,
get people fitted into the right machine for their production,
whatever
budget,
job that they're looking at doing.
Yep.
And that's so important to find out what they need and be able to find that solution and help them. Now, you guys are based out of Minnesota, if I'm not
wrong. Yep. Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, up in Prince Country. Nice,
mm-hmm.
man. But that's such a great stance to have as a company. Like I said, you guys help these people achieve their dreams pretty much. You know, whatever they're trying to put in production and roll out, that you actually go and tell us how do you begin that process? Like, if you got a new customer, they need some help, give me a typical scenario how that would run down with you guys.
Yeah, the nice thing is when a customer comes to us, we first ask for sample parts. So we'll get some samples in, and then dependent on their samples, then we fit them into a machine. So we'll run some samples, videotape it, send them a processing report.
So that way they're involved along the all through the process.
Yes, it's collaborative.
Yeah.
And then I think after the fact, we keep that connection close. So reaching out, making sure that, you know,
no problems and things like that. That's really cool, because I think it's so quintessential. You know, I hear that as we go around in different businesses in the fabricating industry, and we do remotely talk to them. A lot of them, that's what they say, you know, is they need somebody that's there through the process. It's so important, because a lot of companies, I'll be honest with you, aren't, you know?
Yeah.
So that's
something
you guys do. This other companies, you know, that are not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It separates you from the rest of the pack. You know, that's why you're Apex.
Yeah. it's nice after, you know, we'll get a machine into a shop, they're right, running production with it, and then I get texts from the guys running the machine. And things stay close, you know, versus just selling a machine and
step away, it's
ongoing.
It's not like a car salesman, it's your problem now. No, we're here with you to help you with any problems you have to make sure this machine works the best for you.
Exactly, yeah.
So how did y'all get started, man? How long ago does the company start up?
So founded back in 2012. The owners both worked in sanding before. So they were doing wood sanding, metal sanding. This company was started off the idea of basically mixing and matching heads. So before, in the industry, it was only wide belt sanders.
Yeah. It's a little loud in here because it is FabTech, but that's all
we
right.
Are
that's
at
all
FabTech.
Right. You get to hear the machinery in action, man. Go ahead.
Yep. So basically,
so 2012, that's when you started it, and it's just blowing up, huh? I mean, how many machines you think you got?
It's been real good.
Thousands, I bet.
We're over 1,000. Yeah.
Wow.
A couple thousand in the field. And, you know, the coolest thing, I think, is coming to FabTech, seeing customers that we've had since 2015, 2014.
Yeah.
And this is their third machine now.
Wow.
So they started with our smallest machine, and now they're up to, you know,
252-inch forehead. They come back and buy another machine.
Yes.
That speaks volumes of the quality of the machines themselves.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because
you're
not going to go back and buy something if it wasn't successful, if it didn't work. You're not going to spend that kind of money. So when they're coming back to buy another machine, or two more machines, or three more machines, that says a lot about the quality that you guys
agreed.
So how long have you been with the company now? Since the beginning, or day one?
Five or six years.
Nice. And you
kind of all around.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you do actually with them? You know, you just cover everything, a little bit of everything?
Kind of all around.
Much? Yeah.
A lot of the digital. I've done a couple trainings. I run out machines. We had three people down here to set up the booth.
That's a lot of work, man. It was hot in here yesterday. So just doing that alone, they should give you a raise.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
How did you
get into the industry, you know, as far as how did you start off? Was it with these guys, or were you as interested in it all along? Something that you, you know, had a fascination, or did you start young?
I pretty much started with just running the website, getting all their stuff updated.
Right.
I think it was, you know, we got it was a very traditionally ran company,
right,
where they were focused on the face, the physical,
right,
and I wanted to bring the digital.
That's yes. So important, because I know when I came with these guys, Corel, they just bought this company, and it had been done traditionally all those mm-hmm. years, and they just wanted to do, you know, thousands of magazine ads,
yes.
you know what
yes.
I mean? And stuff.
The print.
And then you're like, look, we really need to, that's great, print's fine, but mm-hmm. you need to balance it out, and you've got to have
exactly.
digital, you got to have content marketing, like what we're doing now.
Yes.
You know? Content's king, so I think that's really great that you are coming in. I'm sure Apex is seeing success from it, because I'll be honest with you, that was one of the things I see a lot of companies in this industry that aren't really out on front of, mm-hmm. like the rest of the world is, as far as using the digital assets to push, you know, the products and let people know that they have these amazing machines that they may need in their shop.
Agreed.
You know, so yep. I think that's quintessential of what you're doing, you know, bringing them basically a facelift to the digital world, you know, because again, these guys are typically run these machines, you know what I mean? They're locked in. That's their zone. You know what I mean? That's their wheelhouse. That's what they're thinking about all the time. And sometimes they need a little help getting that word out that how cool these machines are. So that's pretty awesome, mm-hmm. dude. So mm-hmm. what are you looking to accomplish here at FabTech, man? You used to be out here and meet some of your customers, maybe sell a machine or two.
Some familiar faces. I like when you know, we got a customer from 2 years ago that decided to buy a machine. They're back at the show.
And happy and loving it and everything.
Yeah. Talk to each other by name.
Satisfying, man.
That's fun. But also the guy that's like, you know, we're doing everything by hand. We're looking to get a machine.
Right. That's the ones I love. When they're just a machine, you can just see the excitement in their eyes. You know, they have the fire, the passion, you know. Yeah. I love the fabricators like that. In fact, that's what this whole station's about. It's about just giving them something back. You mm-hmm. know, the guys out there, the metal workers, the fabricators, the people out there that are actually making America great again.
Yes.
You know, they're literally doing it.
I like what you guys do.
Yeah.
This is very cool.
Very, very cool. Now, where can they find you? If they were asking, they would have liked to look at your machines. I'm sure what's your website, man? Where they can find you at?
Yeah, we're, so booth S11095.
That's what you're at here at FabTech, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what about, like, if they want to find you online? What's your website?
So, online, apexmachinegroup.com.
Apexmachinegroup.com.
We're on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook.
To
posting there kind of regularly.
Gotcha. Yep. So you can find it. Just Google Apex, man. Yeah, you're going to be there, man. Dude, I tell you what, dude. It's been a pleasure having you come by. It's really cool. Very, very cool. I want to come over and check out your booth and see
Absolutely.
What you got going on. Y'all reach out to him, man. He'll be glad to help you out. And again, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, brother.
Absolutely.
Stick around. We got some great music lined up for you as we continue to broadcast live from FabTech Expo. Right here is the Rodman on Fabrication Nation.